We heard this week from our good friends up at the Roosevelt Elementary School, the fifth grade up there, with Mr. Holmes as their instructor.
Hello, my name is Gabrielle LaGuash. I'm reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom. This is our Roosevelt Elementary Phonology Report for Tuesday, February 14th, 2017. Strong winds blew on Sunday, and the kids in my class listed these things down to the ground. Lots of red pine needles, bits of bark, twigs, one bird nest, tiny seeds, and some old man's beard lichens. Haley reports the wind was so strong that it blew against her. It felt like a giant pushing against her with a cold pillow. She also saw a quadruple sun dog on Monday morning. Now she's waiting for the weather to change for the better or maybe worse. The weather was warm on Sunday, and the snow was real sticky, so Ashley and her sister made 10 snowmen. They built them, so they stood in a big circle so they could keep an eye on each other. There were 4 grouse eating sunflower seeds under Simon's bird feeder on Friday. A fox came on Friday night, and there was only 3 grouse eating sunflower seeds and some leftover feathers. Harley observed slick ice at his bus stop Monday morning on the sidewalk after snow had melted and froze overnight again. Kids on bus 12 report that there, from the school bus windows, they can see the elder bush and swamps is turning from brown to a reddish color. Mason's dad made him clear dead balsam from the woods in the back of their house to reduce fire danger next summer. The good part about that job was the bonfire they made from trees. Emma went to her friend's cabin last week, and they left food out for the gray jays and watched them as they ate old popcorn and 2 fried eggs. 2 kids in my class report there was the sun shining. Most of the snow is melted to the ground around the tree trunks, even though there is still 18 inches of snow on the ground everywhere else. That was our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Seriously, that was a nice job. Very well done. And lots of good stuff in that report. I like several things, but one of the things I liked was the inventory of all the things that the strong wind put on the snow. That was very, very good. And those kids getting down there and looking at that stuff, that is just wonderful. And then the note about the snow melting around the tree trunks, that was a good one. And the alder brush in the swamps starting to take on a little bit of a reddish color. That comes from the male flowers. The male catkins on those plants are starting to get a little bit redder and become a little bit more colorful. So they are, in fact, turning a bit more red, and the kids are noticing that. That is great.